The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. This year, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced the new federal regulations implementing a nearly complete ban on commercial ivory trade in the U.S. It was a major victory in the fight to stop wildlife crime. The regulation makes it clear that the U.S. government will not tolerate the slaughter of elephants and the global organized crime it feeds. In Africa alone, as many as 30,000 elephants are killed each year to feed the lucrative global black market for ivory. This trade threatens the survival of entire elephant populations, endangers the lives and livelihoods of local communities, and undermines national and regional security. Now, it's critical that other consumer markets ramp up efforts to stop wildlife crime. And just days after the U.S. announced the new regulations this past June, China announced that it would issue a timetable for the end of the year to shut down its domestic ivory trade. These moves show that there's an undeniable global momentum in the fight to save elephants. China and the U.S. are showing outstanding leadership, as well as taking responsibility for the buyer's role in this crisis. And it's reassuring to see other governments and entities responding to the call to stop wildlife crime.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.